Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
There's the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. JR chimes in, our good buddy, our old buddy on this show, JR. My wife is on a plane at PDX leaving for NYC in a few minutes. She texted there were at least 10 Yankee fans that decided to buy tickets last minute for Game 5.
Bro, should we do it?
Bro, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's fly from Portland to New York for doesn't matter so we can see our team lose.
I hope they lose like 13-0 tomorrow.
I bet you they do. No, they won't because Cole's on the mound. It'll be a close game. Freddie will go deep in the fifth and it'll be over.
Dude, I swear, the guys that the Dodgers threw out tonight, I don't know.
I hadn't heard of half of them.
I was going to say, had they thrown at all this postseason? Which I'm sure they have.
And the game was pretty close before the seventh inning.
God.
All that aside, we'll throw it over. It's our favorite segment of the entire show. We'll throw this over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Schultz.
Appreciate you guys. Let's start off with some history. The game.
No,
one,
I love history.
Hey, you're pretty good, dude. Naming all those World Series MVPs.
When the World Series is over, I'm gonna watch Ken Burns baseball.
Yes, I love Ken Burns baseball. Just one of the best things to put on in the background.
I'll give the nod to Ken Burns Vietnam.
As you said, the Dust Bowl is also really good too.
The Dust Bowl.
I mean, anything Ken Burns.
I'm serious.
Is great.
He does the Dust Bowl. It's great.
I didn't know that. That is too funny.
All right, guys.
Like that one doesn't really match up with the other two. Like, oh man, baseball, Vietnam War, and the Dust Bowl.
He also has one called Jazz.
Yeah, now I'm in a Ken Burns wormhole in my head, and the Jazz one is pretty good too.
Ken Burns wrote an amazing line in baseball. He says, in 1,000 years, the United States of America will be remembered for three things. The Constitution, jazz music, and baseball.
In the Dust Bowl.
That's what we do. And the Dust Bowl.
Well, Freddie Freeman going to be remembered probably for his big walk-off grand slam in Game 1 of the World Series Dodgers v. Yankees on Friday night, guys. Of course, it did come on the very, very... I cannot believe it came on the anniversary from 1988 of Kirk Gibson hitting a walk-off home run for the Dodgers in Game 1 of that World Series. Pretty big deal over the Oakland Athletics because Kirk was injured. He couldn't really play.
He was the MVP that season.
Yeah, and his legs were just like...
Shot.
I don't know what exactly happened or what the injury was, but he could...
What is he, Anthony Richardson?
He could barely run. Yeah, he needed a breather. He was winded. But anyways...
There's no Flacco on the bench for Kirky.
But anyways, Kirk coming up essentially doing the improbable, hitting a pinch hit, go-ahead home run, swinging with his upper body to give the Dodgers that game one win in the 87 World Series. They did go on to... 88, excuse me. They did go on to win the 88 World Series. Of course, 7 years later, that happened on the exact same day. And apparently at the exact same time, 8:37 p.m.
I think it was like, I think I heard it was technically like 4 minutes.
That's
difference.
What I'm like, there's no way it was the exact same time. Yeah. I mean, that's awesome, but like you can't say if it's 4 or 5 minutes off. Like,
look, baseball's romantic. Cool, it's not that romantic.
That's too good of a script to write. But guys, I was just thinking of these moments, trying to compare, you know, one of these great moments that we've seen on repeat for our entire lives now, one that we just experienced this last Friday night. Fair or foul? Freeman's walk-off is a bigger moment than Gibson's walk-off.
I'm not going to do the revisionist history and say that it is not as big as Kirk Gibson. I think the call will go down. I mean, the call is great.
Which
alone.
Which one? Vin or Jack Buck? I mean, it's Jack Buck. I don't believe what I just saw.
And the Vin to right field, gone, the simple, yeah.
I think the fist pumps, I mean, the situation, and Kirk Gibson, who has not played, like,
There was a time I saw Kirk Gibson at the grocery store, and he reached for tomatoes that I thought were bad.
And there's Mike Matheny with the bird poop. I have a hard time putting it above the Kirk Gibson home run.
I think I'm with Joe on this, and I think it's because who did Freddie hit it off? Clay Holmes?
Nestor Cortez.
Nestor Cortez, right, yeah. He hit it off Nestor Cortez. Okay.
Yeah, big deal.
Kirk Gibson hit it off Dennis Eckersley. Okay. The first true closer, a guy who changed the game. Like, look, we talk about people and how they changed the game, right? Michael Jordan changed how people played basketball, okay? Steph Curry also changed how people played basketball, all right? There are certain guys in this world that might not be the greatest of all time, but they changed how you do things. And Eck changed how you did things. You had a high leverage guy with awesome stuff that you threw in for one inning, and Gibby hit it off X. I want to so badly be able to say that it's Freddie Freeman because it's Dodgers Yankees in 2024 with massive payrolls, but I think I gotta be with Joe on this. I think it's Kirk Gibson hobbled Joe Buck or Jack Buck. I don't believe Jack Buck has a better World Series call on that home run than Vin Scully, the greatest commentator of all time. And the rounding second as he's hobbling and the fist pump kind of thing. Yeah, I think it's Gibby.
I love it, guys. I think that'll be a good, it's going to be debated for the next, like, few years, honestly. It'll be a good
question. As long as the Dodgers win the series.
I actually think Joe Carter's home run is bigger than Freddie Freeman's, too.
Okay.
Game 7, I mean.
Plus, there's another call there. Touch them all, Joe.
Yeah.
You'll never hit a bigger home run.
That's so true. Oh, man, I just got goosebumps hearing you say
yeah.
that. No, it's so true.
I mean, Edgar down the line.
Ah! Yeah,
and
down the left field line for a base hit. Yeah,
in the American League.
Riffy's gonna
series.
Score.
My, oh my!
How'd that
Can
turn out?
You believe it?
Now that isn't out yet.
Wow.
And the Yankees still ended up. No, they beat the Yankees, but they still ended up losing.
The Mariners lost to the Tribe.
Yeah, I was like, the Indians. You're damn Indians. All right, fair foul number two. A former Indian, now the Guardians, Grady Sizemore.
Ooh.
The interim manager with the Chicago White Sox.
Fantasy team's called Grady's Ladies.
I love that. A lot of ladies loved Grady's.
Good-looking kid.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the dude. He had some shirtless pictures leaked during his career.
Good-looking kid.
Good. It's like, I got to admit, guy's a stud. But he is not going to be considered for the White Sox next manager after they fired Pedro Grifol during the season, had him take over as the interim guy. They are considering three names. Will Venable, the current associate manager for the Rangers, Guardians bench coach Craig Albernaz, or former Angels manager Phil Nevin. I can't believe he is on that list, but fair
such
foul. I cannot believe it. Fair foul, Grady Sizemore not being considered as the White Sox next skipper is a huge mistake.
I find it interesting that he's not. Like, I'm not shocked that he might not get the job. Venable, Cleveland boy, like, they are hot names that people, you know, the Marlins are interested in both of them. But I find it interesting that Sizemore's not there. I wonder if they think he is too much part of Pedro Grifol and why that team is bad. But this is actually a blessing in disguise for Grady because someone's going to pick him up as a bench coach. He's going to go somewhere. Hell, the Yankees might hire him. You know, to be a guy that's a player, a great player, who had massive injuries. But, you know, I don't think he did a bad job at the end of Chicago. They were toast. What is it that you can do? But I will say, I think it... Repeat the question.
Yeah, fair or foul. Grady will not being considered is a huge mistake by the Chicago White Sox.
I will say fair. I think they should consider him. I don't think he's ready to be a major league manager.
Yeah, not even being on the list, though.
But not being on the list, I think, is a travesty. And good for Grady. Get out of there. Go away. Run away. Run away. As fast as you can.
Jordan, can I get some sources? Some sources on this? Because, I mean, it could have changed within the last month or so. But, I mean,
As of late September, the GM of the White Sox was saying he was in consideration for the managerial job.
Yeah, give me just a second here. It was off of MLB trade rumors. Oh, actually, as guys, as we click this and talk about this, this just came out via MLBTradeRumors.com. Breaking news, the White Sox have reached an agreement to hire Will Venable as manager.
Wow.
This is via Scott Merkin of MLB.com.
Who the hell is Scott Merkin? That sounds made up.
I love how you're just asking for sources literally at the moment I refreshed this story and this came up. It was literally at 10:37 Central, so 6-7 minutes ago.
Here it is. Okay. I mean, Scott Merkin.
I don't know who that guy is, but he's got the news, baby.
All right, well, I see a Jet Passan tweet, so...
Well, there's
a...
Why? Someone tell me why, damn it!
It doesn't have to be Passan.
Nah, we ain't taking that!
It's gotta be Passan.
No, stop.
Oh, well, again, are you gonna believe something unless Woj or Shams tweets it out?
I mean, I believed it on MLB Trade Rumors. It's been one of my normal sources for years, baby.
Fuck to and spit on that thing.
Spit all over that news, baby.
Well, I don't know. Do I even answer this?
Yeah, now. I think it's still not even being considered.
Yeah, my phone
mistake.
Just buzzed me. White Sox hiring Will Venable.
Yeah, ESPN just sent it out, too. This is great. Very timely baseball show tonight, guys. I like it.
I'm going to go, I don't know, I guess foul. Or fair. I don't even know.
You got to consider the guy.
I maybe they did. And now they have considered very much not hiring him.
I know how Will Venable's first season is going to go.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch. And the season's over.
Over under 60 wins.
I don't think even he gets to the first pitch.
Under 60 wins.
Under.
All right. I like that.
That's a 100-loss team written all over it.
Well, good luck there, Willie. All right, guys. Last fair or foul. This is kind of a fun one. I was looking at Aaron Judge v. Giancarlo Stanton and their career numbers, of course. Judge hasn't been in the league as long, but he's been hitting a lot of homers in his time. Giancarlo missed a lot of time during his years in the league. Fair or foul? Giancarlo currently sitting at 429 career home runs. Judge sitting at 315. Fair or foul? Judge will finish with more career home runs than Giancarlo Stanton.
Well, what's the age again? Like Judge, he's
32 to 34.
Wow, that's so crazy.
Isn't that
because
nuts?
When you watch the two of them, it looks like a 10-year gap.
Yep. Well, and when you watch Giancarlo run, I mean, you would think he's 50.
Look, guys, I know we laugh and joke about this, but I'm serious. I think there's a chance I get from second to home faster than Giancarlo.
Possibly.
Like, I know we laugh about, yo, can Alabama beat the Cleveland Browns? You know, like we do this in football and stuff. But, like, I'm telling you, I might beat him from second to home. Now, I am, like, chugging, and I'm probably blowing hammies and throwing up when I'm done, but I think I'm beating him.
I'm going to say fair, because the way – oh, boy, gosh. I say that out loud, and I immediately – like, because the way that the pace that he's on right now, but Giancarlo was on a pace that we thought was going to continue, and then it petered out real quickly.
Then you're like, well, but Giancarlo got hurt a lot. And you're like, oh, but Judge also gets hurt.
And the thing is, too, is a lot of – I feel like we've seen this over the last few years now where it seems like guys are on this trajectory like, wow, he's going to keep doing this for the next 10 years. And then they don't. And so
Mike Trout.
My guy Chris Davis.
But again, Chris with a K.
Yeah.
Oakland A's.
Of course. Right. Yeah. That's obviously what I meant. I mean, it seems like to get these sustained 40 home run seasons, 50 home run seasons, it just isn't happening as much. But Judge definitely does seem like he is a once in a generational type player for this Yankees team. I say that he does. I say he finishes with more home runs.
I'm with Joe. I will say fair, but I'll throw a bonus question to both of you. Fair or foul? Neither. Get to 500.
Oh, I'm gonna say Judge gets to 500.
I'm gonna say foul to that because Giancarlo's already at 429.
Yeah, but look at what he looks like right now.
Yeah, but he's still gonna be out there hitting a buck 90 because the Yankees have nobody else, and he'll hit 20 home runs.
So Judge is
20. He needs
70
more.
70 more. 71 more.
71 more.
If he hits 20 for 4 years, he's doing
it. You think Stanton's going to hit 20 home runs for 4 years?
He hit a buck 90 and threw 25 up. He literally does nothing else besides hit whammies.
I'm just asking.
No, I hear you.
He's 34.
He does nothing else but hit whammies.
Judge
and get injured.
Needs 185 more home runs. He's 32 and he is hitting 50 to almost 60 a year.
Bonus. Fair or foul? Who hits more home runs in their career?
I'm going to say Judge.
I mean, well, bonus. That was my original
question. That was
question.
The original. I was hoping was like, nobody caught that.
Wait, what?
I'm like, wait, hold on a second.
It's like, what was my question then? Hold on.
Nobody caught that. Just trying to be cheeky here. All right, that is fair or foul. We give it up to Jordan every week for him to do that. That was great, buddy. I really appreciate that.